This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, also in the Caribbean and around the world via the speed of the Internet. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing and regardless of how you're doing it, thank you very much for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we got over there. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning, good morning.
As we said before the top of the hour, we teased the fact that today is the 40th anniversary of the hostage situation with Iran, and we all know how that turned out about a year or so later. But you wrote an article about Iran, which kind of led up to all of this and some other details, too, so take it away.
Well, you know, we have a bunch of young voters out there now that probably don't have a concept of really what happened during the Iran hostage
right.
situation that I think lasted, what was it, 444 days?
It yep.
Was, Carter attempted to go in and rescue them, and then that caused a big, huge problem because that was a failed rescue.
Colonel James Beckwith. Yep.
Now, the State Department annually puts out something that is known as the country by country report on terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And so the 2018 version or report was published last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they still say that Iran is the world's worst state sponsor of terror. And that includes their international funding of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, not to mention the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, who was the group that took our sailors and our fast boats and held and kidnapped them. And then the fact that Tehran has continued to allow al-Qaeda facilitation networks to operate in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so having said all that, the one thing that we don't talk about too terribly often is the $400 million that the Obama administration with John Kerry gave to Iran, which was one of the first installments of the $1.7 billion settlement with Iran.
Right.
And in that payment, Iran released 4 American hostages while we released 7. That number 7 is actually in dispute. It's actually higher than that.
Mm.
But we were also asking for some extradition of at least 14 other Iranians to be prosecuted here in the United States. And part of that settlement, too, was that we terminated those extradition requests.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, going to, that's the primer of all of this, and the Iranian hostage situation about a dozen of these, what were known as students back then, 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
most of them hold high offices in the Iranian regime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite remarkable that these people are out there and that they still exist in high places, not to mention that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was one of the kidnappers.
Yeah, the president.
Then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so, I mean, we have those that are went on to be foreign ministers, deputy foreign ministers of the regime. We have those that became advisors to Zarif, who ended up in all these nuclear talks with Iran, John Kerry's go-to person.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Then we have one that became a commander, Ali Jafari became a commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. We have one that has decided that he was going to be well placed, being a defense minister in Rouhani's first term. It's really quite remarkable that, you know, we have one that became the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council. I mean, these are big positions within Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
One became the energy minister. One became head of the radio and state television corporations for the supreme leader throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite. Some of them have actually, when Rouhani had traveled, I think he just recently traveled for the United Nations Security Council meeting at
correct
in New York. Okay, well, we denied a visa because one of these cats was to travel here to the United States for that. So, now understand that all of these people, there's probably a dozen, maybe two dozen of them.
Right.
They're out there still. And for the Obama administration to even continue to have any kind of talks with Iran and give them that kind of money that we did is a scandal of the century, I would say.
I would say agree with you. All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, George Soros is in the news again. Money. We'll tell you who he's giving it to and why. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of them having to defend themselves with the use of their weapon. Now, that weapon could be not just a gun. It could be a knife, a club, a pipe, your fists, whatever you have to defend yourself when someone tries to attack you or tries to harm you or steal from you or whatever, and you have to defend yourself. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, over on the right tab, you will see the red, white, and blue logo. Says USCCA on it. Click on that logo, take a look at what's there, and you will see, first of all, the opportunity to win a free gun a day. Every day the gun changes at 12 midnight. So sign up for that, get an opportunity to win that free gun, number one. And then number two, take a look at becoming a member, because there's three levels of membership, and if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA. And remember, It's all about you and protecting yourself from the horrors that might happen if you get charged with something that you're not guilty of because you had to defend yourself. All right. Now, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got our favorite caller on the line, and he's got a question, I know. Backgammon Bob, what is it?
Hello, Denise. Yep.
Morning.
This odd thing on YouTube says California, America's first third world state. And I was wondering, they're importing all the votes up into California, coming in up from Mexico, and they're saying that this could easily leak into the rest of the country. And then there's this program that they're advocating called Cal Exit. And I was just wondering what you thought about that. because they're saying that the bubonic plague and all kinds of things are starting to happen in California.
Well, it's true.
And it's becoming like a huge disparity, just like other third world countries. There's a huge disparity between the rich and the poor, and the middle class is vanishing. All right, that's about it. Thanks.
All right. Well, everything he's saying, Denise, is absolutely true, because California seems to be the social experiment. And why the people in California are allowing this to happen, the good people of California, is beyond me. But I do know that they keep bringing in more and more and more illegals. They actually welcome them there. So they're creating their own problem.
Well, they are. Now, at some point, what's going to happen is that California is going to go through a financial crisis. They had one not too long ago during the Obama administration, to the point where it was so bad they were writing out IOUs to state employees for their paychecks. But it's going to go through yet another one. I mean, you can see all the indicators that are there, especially when you add these fires. Because of the amount of commerce that's virtually being shut down,
right.
Not only to fire damage, but to power failures.
Right.
And black, and rolling blackouts, if you will. So, it's gonna be bad. And I think they're what, the 10th largest economy in the world? I forget what it is.
I believe it's that, if not higher. By the way, the president has threatened to stop all aid to California because of the...
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the right thing to do, because, I mean, you can punish the governor and you can punish the state legislature, but in that particular case, you could be punishing very innocent victims of California. So, I mean, that's a tough decision to make, but... I think there's a financial crisis looming in a very big way in California.
Well, I've been hearing that there's surpluses in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Sacramento, but I find that hard to believe when they don't have any money to pay anything.
Well, we don't know, but they're clearly being overtaxed, and they're creating new taxes. And now they're, I think, taxing some kind of water systems and, you know, the fuel tax and whatnot. So you have people that are just fed up with it anymore, and they're leaving. It can't sustain itself.
Well, they're going to places like, believe it or not, Nevada, which is close by, no state income tax. But unfortunately, they're taking their blue state voting habits with them, which has turned Nevada purple, to say the least. Arizona, purple, to say the least. And they've already gone blue in Oregon and Washington State. But they're trying to, some of these people are trying to go to Texas and this, that, and the other. And again, if it didn't work where you were at to begin with, wouldn't you think you might want to change your habits?
Well, yeah, but, you know, some people just don't have the will or the fire in their belly to, you know, to go to the whole grassroots kind of politics and to fight things. Governor Newsom, I mean, as bad as Jerry Brown was, they never recalled him. Now, things have gotten from bad to worse with Newsom, and I'd say at this point, if I were California, I'd be recalling Governor Newsom.
Oh, I got a very interesting point from Allen, Nebraska, and this is true. I know what he's talking about. They did away with the petty theft. Remember the petty theft and people were being charged?
Yeah, I was going to actually write about that today. It's called Prop 47, I think.
Yeah, and it's like you got to steal $950 worth of stuff to wind up in jail.
That's a big if.
If.
I was going to actually write about that today.
Yeah, and it's just unbelievable as far as what's going on out there. And again, they've done it to themselves. And somebody out there's got to wake up.
Well, they are awake. I mean, there's all kinds of groups that are very much awake when it comes to the homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much awake when it comes to the drug abuse and the, you know, the mental issues that are out there. I mean, but, you know, the governor has allocated all these money to address homelessness, but it all goes into these corporations or agencies, and then it just sort of falls away and nothing really happens.
Hmm. Well, we're talking, of course, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and go over there, read all her great articles. Don't come to Florida. Christine down in Sarasota saying, don't come to Florida.
Well, no. I mean, California is not coming to Florida. What's coming to Florida is New Jersey, New York, Boston.
Yeah.
we don't want that either.
With their same voting habits. Chicago, yep. Mm-hmm. And they come down here, and they can actually, over a period of time, turn an area blue. They've done that in Orlando because they've settled there. They've done that a lot to Tampa because they've settled there. But maybe there's some hope yet at the end of the rainbow. All right. I promise that we'd talk about this. George Soros, $72 million spent on lobbying since the president has been elected, the majority of it in the state of Virginia.
Well, there's a couple of things that are going on here with Soros on the bigger picture. You know, we blame Soros for an awful lot of things, and some of them he doesn't deserve. But in this particular case, he does, because what he's doing is a couple of things. One is that he is funding an awful lot of candidates that are running for a district attorney. And those district attorneys are really changing up. The progressive ones, we just got through talking about California, but what they're doing is changing up crime and punishment, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's one of the big problems. The other one is, and Eric Holder, we all remember him, was in charge of this, but that's what is known as redistricting. So they're kind of suing, and they're trying to change districts. And Virginia is one of them. So Soros has created ads, and he is helping the operation to virtually change up voting districts, especially in Virginia. Mm-hmm. So, Virginia was a red state, and now it's not a red state at all anymore.
Yeah, no, and it's changing even as we speak, probably becoming more bluer. And again, it's northern Virginia. It's not southern Virginia. It's not western Virginia, right?
There's a couple of particular counties that are areas that he's concentrating on. I think it's Arlington and Fairfax.
Okay.
So he's funding Democrats. Candidates.
All right. Now, don't forget to get your daylight savings pay. AOC wants everybody to go get their daylight savings pay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You can figure that one out. We don't know what that is. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. But I'm not making this up. AOC told everybody to go get their daylight savings pay. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells CBS's Face the Nation his Democratic colleagues have a clear goal when it comes to impeachment proceedings. Get rid of the president.
We are exactly 1 year away from Americans going to the polls to vote for the president.
They're trying to change the outcome of 2016 and influence the next one.
Attorneys for the whistleblower, who's raised concerns about a phone call between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, say their client still wants to remain anonymous, as the law stipulates, but he's willing to answer written questions from House Republicans. President Trump is again calling for his identity to be released.
The whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call. My phone call was perfecto.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., and the other one, of course, right here in Clearwater, Florida, in our backyard in Tampa Bay. You're going to hear all about the National Aviation Academy coming up right here. And remember, take the tour. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college out of high school. More students have now chosen to go to the technical schools available so they can learn a trade that in most cases will pay them 80%, especially a union trade, 80% of what the going rate is. And oh, by the way, did they tell you you'll be an apprentice first? So the $12 an hour job becomes $9.60, the $10 an hour job $8. And the $15 an hour job becomes $12 because of the fact that you're going to start as an apprentice and have to work your way up. Now, that holds true for just about anybody that's in a union electrical job or plumbers or welders or pipe fitters, or maybe you're into heavy equipment or whatever. But if you wind up taking a union trade job, that's going to be an 80% job. Well, how would you like to start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more? Well, you can do that by going to the National Aviation Academy to find out what it would be to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, not everybody can do it, but to the lucky few that can, guess what? You will get $50,000 or $60,000 a year. Now, when I say not everybody can do it, here's why. If you're not a veteran, number one, and most people coming out of high school aren't, then you can't apply for the GI Bill. But there will be some people that will be listening to this program that are veterans, and you can definitely use your veterans bill for school at the National Aviation Academy. And the civilians, the kids coming out, you can just apply for a student loan and get your loan, and that's it. You're going to school. 14 months is what it takes. So check them out at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour by calling 800-659-2080. Now, they've got two locations, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida. One in Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The one in Clearwater in the Tampa Bay area. Again, naa.edu, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. And remember to always tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a whole bunch of money. You'll get the white gloves treatment, and away you go. Well, I talked about this last hour. I'm going to mention it again because this week, the military working dog, the JSOC dog, Conan, the four-legged hero of the Baghdadi raid, is going to visit the White House sometime this week. We don't know when yet. But the dog who was injured in the raid that killed Islamic leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi will be honored at the White House in Washington, D.C. I know every dog lover in the country wants to see that. What a dog. What a dog. Everybody should have a dog like that. Also, civilian casualties in Afghanistan spiked again from July to September. Civilian casualties dramatically rose, marking at the highest number of casualties in a quarter since it first started back in 2009 when the first reports were documented about the civilian casualties there. By the way, Veterans Day coming up on November 11th, 11th day, 11th month. At the 11th hour, when we used to call it Armistice Day, but now it's Veterans Day. And it's not just about discounts and sales, but those deals are one way that businesses and organizations can show their appreciation for veterans. Now, I've got a number of different locations that I've got on my website, and I've got over on my Facebook page. I do know Mission Barbecue is going to give veterans a free lunch on that day. Moss Nissan up at where I'll be, up at North Florida, will be having a free meal there. Encourage all the veterans to stop by for a little camaraderie and a little shenanigans, if you will, whatever the case may be. Free drives, test drives and vehicles and special discounts on vehicles, $500 off because the captain will be there, et cetera, et cetera. And, oh, by the way, on Sunday the 10th, I'll be at Burt's Harley-Davidson for a big bash there with music, free food for veterans. And stop on by 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll have Brandon Rimes and his gang there, consumer quarterback. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, will be there. We'll have a lot of different things going on, and there'll be a military exhibit. We'll be right there. There'll be a military exhibit with us, so you'll be able to see a lot of different stuff. Also, the veterans interested in the entertainment production industry will have a new resource to connect with employers, thanks to a new nonprofit organization called Vets to Set, slated to launch on November the 6th. So if you want to get into production work behind the scenes in Hollywood, they're hiring. That's the way to do it. Now, the Army general helming U.S. Special Operations Command awarded six medals to Nigerian soldiers who fought in the October 4, 2017 ambush near the village of Tongo Tongo that claimed the lives of four U.S. soldiers and four Nigerian soldiers. General McKenzie did that. And the soldiers there were very appreciative of that. Also, Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's family is asking the president for a presidential pardon after the court-martial found him to be guilty of the one charge that he had, which was posing for a picture in front of a dead enemy combatant and being reduced in rank from chief petty officer to petty officer first class, which is going to cost him thousands of dollars in his retirement. He's asking, his family's asking President Trump to step in and give him a presidential pardon. We'll see what happens. Not very smart on his part, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm talking about Gallagher, but we'll see what happens. Things happen in battle sometimes that you just really don't have any idea what's going on around you in some cases. By the way, the Navy is gaining enough new experience around with unmanned vehicles on and below the water surface that it's becoming easier to kick off some new programs. And each one can build on the previous program's lessons learned. This is coming up now. We're finding out about the Air Force, bonuses, service commitments, and more. Their new indefinite enlistment program that they've got will be a game changer for thousands of active duty enlisted airmen. Be automatic until you want to get out. Officially called the Non-Commissioner Officer Career Status Program. By the way, the United States Air Force Academy will rename its airfield to honor the late General Benjamin Davis Jr., the former head of the Tuskegee Airmen and the Air Force's first African-American general. And he was a good one. He was a good one. By the way, the Marine Corps, their birthday is quickly approaching. 244th birthday on the horizon. It'll be interesting when that happens. Oh, and by the way, the Coast Guard, the remains of Lieutenant Thomas Crotty are scheduled to arrive in his hometown, Buffalo, New York, 77 years after dying in a Japanese prisoner of war camp. He was captured, and his remains have been repatriated now. And he will be buried with full military honors in Buffalo, New York. Also, Corporal Ed Morissette of Omaha, Nebraska, who slogged down for 3 long years as an infantryman during World War II, is receiving France's highest military honor, 96 years old, the Omaha D-Day veteran. And congratulations to him. Alrighty, coming right back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And by the way, Pete and Seth are probably listening to the program right now because they do late at night work. And I never know when Pete's listening. But Pete, howdy to you. Howdy to Seth. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis like I do, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, I've got an idea for you that just might work because it worked for me. I started this 3 years and 8 months ago. Relief Factor, the 3-week Quick Start program. Now, it works for many, many people in just a couple of weeks. It is a 3-week Quick Start program, exactly what it sounds like. It costs $19.95 to start. It takes about three days roughly to get it to you. And it's $19.95 plus the shipping and handling to get it to you. I think that's $5 or $6, something like that. But all you got to do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And I've been told by the Relief Factor folks that we have a very high percentage of people that stay on it. It's almost 80% of the people that get on it stay on it simply because it works. So if you're suffering with nagging or constant pain, don't know what to do, want to kick the narcotics habit, this is all natural. Give it a shot. What do you got to lose but pain, right? ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now up there in the frozen tundra of New York State. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. What's the temperature up there?
Oh, I don't know. It's not frozen. I mean, probably in the 40s right now.
But well, it's
sunny out every day, so it's not so bad.
That's frozen to us. And I'll tell you what, you had snow up north of you last week, right?
Did we?
Lee Shore, Lake Ontario. You bet you did. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's you know that's hell and high water from where
that
I
is the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I want to ask you this question. I know everybody's dying to hear the answer. Did you get your daylight savings pay yet?
My daylight savings what?
Pay.
Pay? No.
Well, AOC says that everybody should ask for their daylight savings pay.
No.
Yes, she did.
No, explain this to me. How does this work? I don't understand.
How do I know? What the hell is daylight savings pay? Who ever heard of that?
I don't know what that means.
Well, apparently because you lose an hour and you had to work the extra hour and didn't get paid for it, maybe you're supposed to, according to her.
What? You worked an extra hour?
Yeah, according to her. According to her.
Mm-hmm. This is like some sort of time travel movie that it's difficult to understand at the end. I don't get it.
That's AOC. I don't know what to tell you, but I saw that and I just went, you got to be kidding me. But that's, go ahead.
Not a lot of brain power in D.C. right now. It's out of control. I mean, I've been trying to, you know, make Helen some sort of semblance of sense out of some of these programs that Elizabeth Warren's putting together. And the type of taxes that are going to go along with it. I mean, all you people want this stuff, fine. Continue to make yourself a slave because they're just going to continue to tax more and more and more and more and more out of us. I mean, we're in a perpetual state of paying taxes, and now she wants to go another level. And another $9 trillion tax here, this one there, this one there. And they want to do it on businesses. In small businesses, and do you have any idea? We're going to have to not hire people as small businesses because we have to start covering this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It is.
I agree. And by the way, the United States right now, as of today, has got the opening right now to pull out totally of the Paris Climate Accord. What do you think?
What is a Paris? I mean, it's,
well, that was the climate change thing with Paris and all the other countries.
Oh no, I know that. But what does it exactly mean? You signed a piece of paper.
Yep.
And no one's abiding by it. Aren't we do a better job? We're not a member of it. Trump pulled us out of it. We do a better job with the environment than any other place does in the entire world. So stop. It's just stupid.
Well, we had the opportunity right now to get out of it permanently. Because it was just a one-year moratorium, remember, that he took us out. So now we can get out permanently because it's been the third year. But we'll see.
Oh, okay, we'll see.
Yeah. Now, I don't really know what's going to happen in California, but this California governor, again, has turned around and threatened, and by the way, there is a meeting today with PG&E out there in California. He's threatened PG&E with a takeover if no plan is made. The only problem is they're in bankruptcy, and they have bankruptcy protection for whatever length of time it takes. I'm not sure what level of protection they took. So he can threaten all he wants. Nothing's going to happen yet.
Matt, listen, I throw my hands up in the air at what some of these places do. Let them take it over. Let California blow up as far as I'm concerned and screw itself up and let them. As long as I don't have to bail them out in the end, it's a great example. Let them turn themselves into a mess. You think the government's going to be able to run this power company efficiently? It's not. They're going to wreck it even more. I mean, comes a point in time where certain areas need to hit rock bottom. It is what it is. Let California continue to do all their nonsense. I don't live there. I don't live there. And if people don't like it there, move. Go somewhere else.
I agree. Now, I have a email address that I use with the Democrats, and they send me all sorts of stuff, and I've been getting some information lately advising me and asking me to go to places like Fox News and Newsmax and One America News and when they put out their polls, oh, and Breitbart, and when they put out their polls to go in there and vote the Democratic way of life, to try to get the polls to go one way versus another way. And I think we're seeing that with the Fox News polls that are out there. Would you agree with that?
Listen, I don't know. The Fox News polls, the ones that they, when they put them on their sites, those are not scientific. I don't know if they actually even promote those. But the reality is that we saw how well the polls worked in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, they didn't. And I don't pay attention to any of it. I really don't.
Well, what my point is to advise the readers and the listeners, you know, first of all, stop reading that junk from the progressive left liberal socialist websites unless you just want to laugh at something, but don't subscribe to it, don't pay for it, and don't agree with what they're saying when it's all just trying to get us to divide and conquer. They're trying to take every one of us, you, me, and everybody else, and get us to argue with each other so that they can sneak in the back door and capture the prize, if you will. And I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, you know what, man? Everybody's got to put their big boy pants on and grow up and be able to actually read the news for what it is and start reading between the lines at some point in time. Again, you know, that's up to us. You know, you take a look at what's going on right now, what's happening in Washington, D.C., with all this impeachment nonsense. Well, why does that happen? People voted Democrats in.
Mm-hmm.
You get the government that you vote for, that you deserve. Based upon this, you know, what all these things are, we can blame this one, blame that one. We've got to take a good collective look in the mirror because we vote for these people.
Yeah. And then finally, I don't know what's going to happen today, but I do believe, I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but the state oil giant Aramco in Saudi Arabia announced yesterday that they're going to be going public on the stock markets.
Yep. Well, this has been in and out of the works for a period of time. I probably had to restructure some things so they could hide some of these credit cards that many of the people that are involved with this company actually has access to. I haven't gotten a chance to take a look at the latest offering and the valuation behind it. Again, obviously, they're looking to cash out a little bit late in the game, don't you think?
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, it's the greatest business in the entire world, without a doubt, you know, the oil business. So, I got to take a look. I haven't seen what the latest offering and how it's structured.
Me neither. All right. Well, we're going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low and stay warm.
You got it. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, a reminder to everybody, this week on Thursday starts my Have Lunch with the Captain series down at Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton. And we'll be down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And if you haven't stopped in there for lunch yet, boy, you need to. They've got some of the best sandwiches and the best lunch menu anywhere in town. Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich. I'm telling you, it's really good. People from all over, even Miami, say it's the best they've ever had. And I got to agree with that one. Now, check them out. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, open Monday through Saturday. Lunch is what we do on Thursdays, the first Thursday of every month. So stop by and check them out. Mixon Fruit Farms, Groveside Cafe. All right, we'll be right back with more and Frank Silvato after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.